Danny Hip Hop album review, Diamond District, March on Washington. Unfortunately, your boy misread text, so I'm like, you're not even gonna see my face, man. I review Diamond D, Dime Piece, and that was a hell of an album. So definitely go and support, because that was a dope album. Unfortunately, you're not gonna get your boy FIFA on this one, but the crew got it, man. So peace.
I made no goddamn sense.
Oh my
God. Oh man.
Damn, dude.
My bad. I mean, that's just making your final thought too.
My final thought is I ain't listening to this.
Right.
But from what they said.
Man, make sure you follow everybody on Twitter, Instagram, all social media. Make sure you go to denimhiphop.com because we have dope new t-shirts like the one KB Eng is wearing right now.
So you can I can't really see it right now. Oh, okay.
Denimhiphop.com. Make sure you support, because we're those guys, and you continue to want to see us grow. So make sure you go support. We got new t-shirts up there. Also, make sure that you download the Dead and Hip Hop app. It's all over Android, Apple, BlackBerry. Yo, Ken, is it on Windows Phone?
No. Well, I don't even know why people are buying Windows Phone.
Yeah, hold on, I'm gonna say something. Look, upgrade your life. If you got a Windows Phone, go get you an Apple, a BlackBerry, or Android, because that ain't the move, man. But everybody else, you can download the Dead and Hip Hop app, go to your market store, your app store, whatever it is, download it, support your boys, man. Everything that we do on the YouTube channel, the website, everything goes to the app, so it's mobile, it's easy. Go get it.
Diamond District, March on Washington. Man, I love this album, man. It's been 5 years since they put out an album. The first album they put out was In the Rough back in 2009. So Diamond District is made up of Odyssey, Uptown at Soul, and YU. And this album, man, I love from front to back. This is an incredibly dope album, man. The production is on point. The rhymes are on point. YU freaking destroyed this album to me, man. Like he was like, every verse he put down, I was feeling with it. And that's not a slight to anybody else, but because everybody else had their moments where you know they stood out too. But man, YU was killing it. Anyway, this album, March on Washington, is like most of the hip hop that I really navigate to has a lot to do with socially conscious, politically, you know, type stuff, and this album kind of embodies that. But it's not something that's overly preachy, or it's not anything that's really heavy. You know, it's a good blend of something that's smooth, a little bit of hip hop and boom bap stuff, and it's one of the things that I really enjoyed the most about this album. Like Odyssey was crazy on the production, but it's two tracks that really stand out to me, and one was the Backup Plan, where on that one, like towards the end, there was a drum breakdown towards the end of that.
Yeah, I think it's called The Backup.
The Backup Plan?
Yeah.
All right, so it was that one, but I gotta tell you, the very first track that I loved on this album.
Took it back to church, you know, didn't it? Go ahead and say it. I know what it is.
Oh God.
I think I know what it is.
Oh man, yeah, it was the Marvin Gaye, man. The Marvin Gaye sample, man. When he sampled Marvin Gaye, and on It Ain't Over, man, he was killing it. And what I liked about that particular song was not only was the Marvin Gaye sample and the way he did it, because not everybody could sample Marvin Gaye and do it well, but it was the way, like towards the middle of the song where it was over, then it went into the breakdown, and Odyssey just gave you the beat, and he kind of broke the beat down. It was like a stepper's beat, and then he kind of had the horns, and then he added something else to it. So it was like two songs within one. So it was that one, and then the one, man, I normally don't do this, but first time I heard it, I had to rewind it back, was Lost Cause. Probably my favorite song on this album, because they just went in on that song. So then it went from a part,
Everything.
And then Everything. So that track was smooth, and then it went to Everything, which kind of brought it, livened it back up, because it was more of a big song, had a bigger sound to it. And then it went to something else, and then it came with Lost Cause, and again, man, all three of the MCs on that song just went in and did their thing, man. So I love this album, and I think that the way they came back strong after doing a project for 5 years. They came back strong and put this out, which is an incredibly dope record, so I recommend it to everybody.
Since they made In the Rough, which was actually my introduction to Mellow Music Group label and just them as Odyssey, YU, all of them, they've been making some amazing solo projects since then, so I couldn't wait. I was always wondering when they was gonna make another, you know, a project together as a crew. And when I saw this was coming out, I was like, oh man, can't wait to get to it. And this is the thing, and y'all, if y'all watch my channel, I review one of Odyssey's instrumental projects. This is why I freaking love Odyssey. It's like, his production is always just getting next level. Always, every time. Not two tracks, not a track on here sounding the same just like the other track. Not one. Everything sounded different. He give you some soul type of boom bap sound on one song, then he give you some live instrumentation breakdown another song, then he give you what's that on that Working Weekends where he had like some boom, bop, yeah, that like, yeah, that was cool. I was like, what? I said Odyssey. And then the part, the It Ain't Over, when he did the Marvin Gaye breakdown in the second half, I just like took my headphones off. I was like, you gotta be freaking kidding me. The way he layered that sample in the Marvin Gaye over those drums, man, I was like, Odyssey, you crazy. Yeah, and then of course they had Bonus Flow in there, which was on Axion Odyssey's. It was my album of the year last year, one of my albums of the year, top five, Tangible Dream, Bonus Flow, which I freaking love. And I think, to disagree with you, I think all the MCs, I think this was like the first time that I can remember that like the MCs were pretty much equal. I thought no one really, they was all great. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
But I think they all pretty much was like, I guess they were so great in their own way that they was feeding off each other. So I don't think no one really like kind of took the torch and ran with it. Like I didn't, like when you think YU did something and then he come Uptown XO, it's like, damn. And then he come Odyssey with his flavor, it's like, damn. Like, for me, I was like, damn, I don't know which flavor I like the most, but all of them, I thought they was all even killed throughout the whole album. I think no one.
Yeah, and I think that's why, you know, I was like, yeah, each rapper had their moment on this album. I think for me, like, I just enjoy YU more than the others. And like, again, it's no slight. Just like, yeah, you say, everybody did their thing. For me, like, YU, whenever he did a verse, man, it just,
you was,
I don't know, man. I was locked in.
But see, that's, I don't know, but see, the thing I always love about Diamond District is like, you know, you got Odyssey, which is kind of like that streetwise type of feel, rapping flow. You got Uptown XO give you that gritty, grimy type of double town flow sometimes type of feel. And then you got YU is more like the humble, but yet thought-provoking lyrics all the time. So I think that's why you probably drawn to that more. But I like, because, you know, I always like Odyssey's on the mic as well. So I thought they all brought their own flavor. So overall, this album was great from front to back. I loved it. I love everything that these dudes are doing. I'm a huge fan of all three of them. And I was hoping that this album was gonna be great before when I heard it was coming out. And I loved it. It was great. So shout out to Diamond District, holding it down for the DMV area.
So yeah, I actually really enjoyed this. When I first listened to it, it didn't really connect with me because it was more so just like beats and rhymes. There wasn't really any topical songs or concept songs. It was just beats and dudes spitting. So once I got past that and just understood that's what it was gonna be, it clicked and I was just like, all right, like, this shit is crazy. Like, Odyssey, his beats are just absolutely phenomenal. I feel like Odyssey has one of the best drum sounds that I feel like I've ever heard. Like, his drums are so clear and loud and just like pop, pop. And I don't know the technical shit like B would know. All I can say is they sound good. But yeah, like, this whole album just gave me a feeling of a cypher. Like, dudes just sitting in a parking lot with a beat and just passing the mic to each other. So I loved it. But, you know, as far as who outshined who, I don't think anybody really outshined anybody. I agree with B. Like, nobody really outshined anybody. But I have to say, personally, I liked Odyssey's shit on every song. Like, I feel like every time Odyssey came up, I was just like, my ears perked, because I've always liked his flow. The songs I really liked, like the way it started off with that synthy first beat, and when Odyssey said that
with
shit
the
about,
vocals,
yeah, my, like,
that
yeah,
skin,
and that
man.
Weird synthy sound, I was just like, okay, where is this going? And the way every single one of them spit was just jaw-dropping. Like, everybody had dope ass lines. But yeah, that song was dope. These Bammas was one of my favorite tracks on there. You know, what's up with these bodies? I don't even know. I love the way they did that shit. Try to think what another.
That's from a local term too that they say in DC for like MCs that don't got no style or whatever. That's what they.
Biters?
No, Bamas. That's what the Bamas. That's what they.
I thought Bamas was. We say that here.
What? They do. Mm-hmm. I think they talk about like a DC. They say it's like an MC that don't have no style.
I don't think that's a DC thing. That's a everywhere thing. Yeah, we say that shit here. Bamas.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought that was.
Yeah, that's everywhere. They don't say that shit here. Yeah. I'm not crazy, am I?
Yeah. No,
I ain't. Y'all heard that shit before, right?
I never heard it. Not in Detroit. Not until I moved down here until I heard it.
Yeah, that's not a DC thing. That's just. We call Bamas just motherfuckers who just I thought it was like a term for like people that are just country and shit and just ignorant.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what I thought. But anyway, doesn't really matter. But these Bamas was dope as shit. But I have to say, my favorite track on this whole album was Bonus.
Whoa. I was just like, all
I could say was, God damn, that beat, that dark ass beat, and the way those dudes were spitting, I was just like, Jesus Christ!
XO just came out and set that track off.
All of them fucking went off on that
shit. Yeah, they did.
XO
did. He set it off though, and then YU and Odyssey just kept it up. Like, all right, you gonna spit that? We about to keep up with you and do that too. So
when dude yelled, Odyssey is better than Kanye too, I was like, oh.
Yeah. And then Kendrick, I think this says something about Kendrick in that one too, right?
They didn't say it was better, but they were kind of like saying, like, you know, we paved the lane.
Yeah, whatever.
But yeah, when he said to Kanye, I was like, ooh. Because, you know, Odyssey is that producer / MC. So it's like, yeah, y'all got Kanye, we got Odyssey. So that was XO confident shot at the Kanye stands, I guess. I don't know. But it was dope how he said it. I was like, okay.
I have to say, XO did surprise me. I've always liked him, but it seemed like on this particular project, he really stepped up. Like, he's like, all right, I can't just spit my regular dope shit with these two guys on a track. I have to spit my extra dope shit.
Yep.
So I will say, even though Odyssey was my personal favorite, this is one of those type of albums where if somebody else said that somebody else is your favorite or their favorite, you can't argue
right,
it. It's like Souls of Mischief. Like, if somebody says Festo's their favorite, I'm not gonna argue.
Yeah.
You know, even the Opio is my favorite, but because they're all incredibly dope. So I don't even really know what to say about this. Like, this is the kind of album that I feel like is great to ride around in, because you don't have to pay too hard of attention to it. And even when you phase out and you pop back in, you're always popping back in on a fucking dope line, and you're not really missing anything. So yeah, I love this project.
Yeah, and I think there's still, like you said, you don't have to really listen that hard, but there's still content in here.
Oh yeah.
You know, there's still stuff to pull out, and that's. Again, that's something that I like out of this album. Not only they're rhyming extremely well and the beats are extremely dope, but they're also giving you some content on top of that. So it creates this perfect balance. So you could tell that they really sat down and really thought this out, man. So again, shout out to Diamond District, man. FIFO didn't get a chance to listen to it, so we can hear what he had to say, but
that's messed up. Just listen to the album though.
I
think you enjoy it. I don't even know what to say. You already know I'm like an Odyssey, a huge Odyssey YU stand. So it's like, man, and just to Mike's point, XO. They fed off each other real great, and I felt XO had to step up, and he did it in the rough as well when they made their debut. You don't think so?
Nah, I think he was dope on In the Rough.
Right,
sorry,
right.
He was dope on In the Rough.
I get you.
This one, I was like,
he really
he stepped his flow game up, all that.
I was really interested in hearing. I was a little bit worried, but not so, because I know how creative and well these MCs are. But after taking that five years off and making all these wonderful solo albums that they made, The Urn, please, that album is freaking amazing.
We never reviewed that, huh?
No, but we should have.
That one, Four Taxes. Four Taxes.
I mean, you know, Odyssey's, all the stuff. You already know how I feel about Rock Creek Park. Them making all these projects, I was, you know, like, okay, how is this going to be when they're coming back, you know, after venturing off? They came back and made it amazing. It's almost like they just formed like Voltron, and like, hey, we just gonna do all this that we've been doing and just make it in one whole project as a crew that we love, y'all know and love. And they came back and made a wonderful album. I love it. Not a skippable track. Odyssey production is flawless. Like I said, no single track sound like the other one. He's just, his production is just amazing to me. So I love this album. YU and Uptown XO, y'all did y'all thing too, man. I love it.
This was a great project. I think all these guys put their ass in this project. I think this is better than their last one. I think that 5 years off did them some good, and they really came together and put together a solid album. I just think Odyssey's beats, people really need to start paying more attention to Odyssey. Like, I need him to produce more projects for more rappers, because I just feel like a lot of rappers could benefit from this dude's sound, because, like, yes. it's incredible. Like, what I did know that was different was he stepped away a bit from the more boom bappish sound, and he pulled in a lot more soulful sounds. Even though some of those sounds I wouldn't typically like from somebody else, he finds a way to make those sounds work. And those guys rhyming over those sounds, like, it's just dope. But yeah, I love this project, man, and I really think a lot of people should take the time and check this out, because it's a solid album.